This is a Bekiyas recording for Maseches Chagiga Daf Tesvav Amid Aleph. Now we left off at the top of Tesvav Amid Aleph, but we were in the middle of a discussion of whether or not if you have a besula, but she's pregnant, so is she allowed to marry the Kohen Gadol? Meaning, do we assume that it was a case where we did Hataya and she really did have Bia, just didn't break with the Sulim? Or do we assume that it's possibly a case of Meuberis, the Ambati, that she became pregnant from some sort of artificial insemination, but she never actually had a Maisa Bia? So we said further, we're sort of in the middle of the discussion, sorry about that, but that's just where the daf ended. So four lines in to Tezvav HaMedal, V'ha Amar Shmuel, Kol Shechvas Zera She'ino Yorek Kecheitz, Eino Mizaris. Meaning we say that that if it's not brought shot into the birth canal with force, it's not going to be Mazria. And the concept of Meuberes Bambati is very passive, and therefore how could she become pregnant from such a weak Azriya. So the Gemara says, no, meikaranami yorekecheitz hava. Meaning, in the case of Meuberes Bambatia, so it was a case where the zera was implanted with force, and therefore she is technically able to become pregnant. Now we move on to the Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan. So Maisa Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya Shoya Omer al Gav Malo Bahar Abayis. There's a story that Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya was standing on the steps of the Har Abayis. He saw Ben Zoma, and he was busy thinking and learning or whatever it was, and he didn't stand up for him. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Yeshua said, "May Ayin Ula Ayin Ben Zoma, where are you coming from, and where are you going to?" Meaning you're lost here, you're somewhere else in your mind. Amar Lo, Sofa Hayisi. So he said, "I was gazing in my mind's eye." Bein Mayim Elyonim Mayim Tachtonim. I was looking at the Maisa Bracious between the upper and the lower waters. And there's only three fingers that separates the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim. Shenemar Beruach Elokim Merachefes Al Pnei Hamayim. That the Spirit of Hashem was hovering above the water. And it was similar to when there's a pigeon or a dove hovers over its children, but it doesn't touch them, meaning it's very, very close, like three etzbos away, but it doesn't actually come in contact. So, Amar Lahen, Rabbi Yoshua, the Talmid of Adayim Ben Zoma Mibachutz. So he says, nevertheless, even though Ben Zoma clearly has a great understanding of Maisa Bereishis, he's still outside. He's not on the inside. He doesn't know the real shot in Maisa Bereishis. Mechti, let's see. Ruach Elohim, Merachefes al Pnei Amayim. The Torah says that the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Amos Havi, when was that? B'yom Arishon, on the first day. Havdalah b'yom Sheni Hodahat. So, but the Hashem didn't separate between the Mayim Leyonim and Tachtonim until the second day. That's when we're going to separate the two waters. So you see that Ben Zoma didn't understand that there we were not dealing with the Mayim Leyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim. So now the Gemara asks, V'kama, so how much actually is there between the Mayim Achronim and the Mayim Leyonim and Tachtonim? Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, or Kimlo Nima, a hair's breadth. Rabbanan, Amen. The Rabbanan say kiguda de gamlo. It's like the way they would lay the pillars or the support beams of a bridge, which was a little more space in between. My Zutra, he says, b'tein Rabbi Asi Omer, or maybe Rabbi Asi was the one who said kitre glime de prise. It's like two shirts that you put one on top of the other, adadi on one on the other, and very little space in between. Amila, and some say kitre kasi de sachife ahadadi. It's like two cups, you invert one on top of the other to cover it over. Again, very little space in between. Okay, so that's the discussion of the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachton. Now we're going back to what we said on the Braisa on Yedalad Amid Beis, what happened to the Tanaim, and specifically what happened to Elisha ben Avuya Acher. He was Kitzetz ben Etios. He became an Apikurs. So we want to know, how did Acher become an Apikurs? Acher Kitzetz ben Etios. Allah Kasim Omer, and based on this, on him is the pasuk saying, "Al titen es picha, achati es besarecha." Don't allow your mouth to cause your body to sin. So Maihi, what is it that this is talking about? So Chazam Mitatron saw the Melech Matatron, the Siyav Le Rishusa Lemesav Lemichtav Zechusa Di Yisrael, who was given permission to sit and write down the merits, the zechuyos of the Jewish people. So Amar, so Elisha ben Avuya said to Matatron, Gemiro, don't we have a Mesorah? We have a tradition, Dilamala, lo have, lo yeshiva, velo tachrus, velo oref, velo ipoy. So he says, there's no sitting. So once that you're sitting to write, so first of all, there's no such thing as sitting. There's no tachrus, there's no basically way of copying what goes on in the earth, lo oref, and there's nobody has a back, meaning you have faces on every side, the lo ipoy, and there's no tiredness in Shamayim. So why is this going on here? Shema chas v'shalom, beis rishuyos hein. Maybe, God forbid, there are two actual rules going, there's two sets of rules, meaning there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules, and then there's another set of rules going on over here. Afku lemetatron umachiu shitin pulsidinura. So what did they do? They the Tamal Yishamala, they took out Matatron and they gave him 60 malchus with a fiery whip. They punished him, basically showing that he did the wrong thing by breaking the rules of Shamayim. Even though obviously he, you know, this requires much explanation that I do not know how to explain it, but this is what the words mean, at least in the Gemara. So Amrulei. So the Beis and Shamala said to Matatron, my time ki chazise lo kante mekame. Why, when you saw the great Elisha ben Avuya, great Talmud Chacham, did you not stand for him? So Pashtus is not saying that he didn't give him respect. It was saying, I think Rabbi Hananel says pshat like this. He says, you should have stood up because you should have known he wasn't going to understand why you were sitting at the time, and it was going to cause him to have these apikorsish thoughts that maybe the rules that I learned apply only to Hashem's malachim, and then there's some other group of rebel malachim going on, and Hashem is not all-knowing, and he's not in charge of everything. So you caused him to get involved in this apikorsis, and to think maybe there is other beings who are running the show up here. So basically he said to him, it's your fault that Elisha ben Avuya is having these thoughts. So Yahiva le reshusa le mimchak zachvasa da'acher. So he says, but nevertheless, since Elisha ben Avuya is not changing his mind, meaning we gave him Malkus and he still didn't change his mind, so now you have reshus, you are in charge of writing down the zechuyos, you have permission to delete all of the zechuyos of acher. And then at that point, Yatz the Baskol v'Amra. A Baskol came out and said, Shuvu vanim shovavim chutz me acher. Everyone, return you wayward sons except for acher. Meaning everybody can do tshuva, but acher can't come back. So Amar, once Elisha ben Avuya heard this, he said, Ho the itrid hahu gabra meahi alma leifuk lishane b'hai alma. So he says, I see I've been kicked out of Olam Haba. So I'm going to at least enjoy my Olam Hazeh. So Nafak Acher Latar Bisra. And then that's when Acher went out and started getting involved in all kinds of terrible things. So Nafak Ashka Zona, he went and he found a Zona, Tava, and he asked her to be with him. Amar Lei, she said to him, Falav Elisha ben Avuya, aren't you the Tana Elisha ben Avuya? This is beneath your station. Akar Pugla Mimishra Bishabis Viyavla. So he ripped out a radish. From a row of radishes on Shabbos, which is obviously Abmalacha of Kotzer, and he gave it to her. So he was Mechal Shabbos. Amra, she said, oh, must be that I'm wrong. Acher hu, this is somebody else. This is not Elisha ben Avuya. Okay, so that is the basic story, which, you know, does not really shed that much light on why he was Yotzei Latar Bisra, but something to do with Matatron, something to do with not understanding the way things work in Shamayim, and having thoughts that there are two Rishuyos. So now we're going to get to a couple of stories that happened after he was Yotzei Latar Bisra. Shol Acher Rabbi Meir Lachash Yotzei Latar Bisra. Acher asked the following question of Rabbi Meir, his great Talmud, who is the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, as well, after he was Yotzei Latar Bisra. Amar Lei said to him, "My dechsev gamezeh lumazeh also Elokim." Hashem created this in correspondence to that. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Meir said back to him. So kol mad shebara kodesh baruch hu bara kenegdo. Everything that kodesh baruch created in the physical world, he created the opposite as well. Bara harim, bara givos. He built mountains, and he created smaller hills corresponding to the big mountains. Bara yamim, bara naharas. He created big oceans, and he created rivers. So Amalo, so Acher answered back to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, Rav Kolo, that's not how your Rabbi Akiva learned it. Ella, Bara Tzadikim, Bara Rishayim, Bara Gan Eden, Bara Gehenim. It was referring on a spiritual level to Tzadikim and Rishayim and Gan Eden and Gehenim, corresponding to one another. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Yesh Lo Shnei Chalakim. Echad B'Gan Eden, Ve'Echad B'Gehenim. Everybody has two Chalakim, one portion in Gan Eden, one portion in Gehenim. Zocha Tzadik Natal Chalko V'Chelak Chavero B'Gan Eden. Nischayev Rasha Natal Chalko V'Chelak Chavero B'Gehenim. So if the corresponding Tzadik is Zocha and the corresponding Rasha is not, so then the Tzadik actually gets his own chelik, and he also gets the chelik of the Rasha in Gan Eden. And on the flip side, if the Rasha ends up, you know, continuing to be a Rasha, then he, not only does he get his chelik in Gehenim, he gets the tzaddik's chelik in Gehenim as well. That's the zeh l'umas zeh in this case. So I'm Rav Misharshia Mikra. So Rav Mishar says, what pasuk alludes to this idea? Gabe tzaddikim, because it says, by tzaddikim l'chein ba'artzam mishne yarshu, that in their land they will inherit double. And Gabe Rishayim k'siv u'mishne shivaron shavrim. Right, so they're going to get a double breakage. Okay, another case that Rabbi Meir asked, Rabbi Meir was asked by Acher to explain a certain pasuk. Shal Acher es Rabbi Meir la'achash yafto tar misra my dechsev lo ya'archen azavu skufik tzmura sakli pas. What does it mean in the pasuk that you can't even value it for gold and glass, and it can't be traded for fine gold? Pas is refined gold. So Amar Lo, so Reb Meir says, Eilu Divrei Torah Shekashim LeKnosan Kekle Zav Kekle Paz V'Nochin LaAbdon Kekle Zechuches. That's referring to words of Torah that they're very expensive, they're hard to get a hold of, like golden kalim. And even once you have them, if you don't keep doing chazara, then it's very easy to lose them. The same way it's easy to break a glass kli. So Amar Lo, so Acher said to Rabbi Meir, that's not the way your Rabbi Akiva learned it. Rabbi Akiva, Rabcha, lo amakach, ela makli zavokli zechukas afa pishin nishbru yesh lahem takana. When it comes to these kalim of gold and even of glass, when you break them, you can still fix them. You can remake them. Af talmid chacham afa pishin sarach yesh lo takana. So he says, even a talmid chacham who goes off the derech, he can do tshuva, he can be fixed. So Amar Lo, oh, Reb Meir heard that from Acher. He's like, Givaldik, this is exactly what we needed to hear. So Reb Meir says to him, Afatacha Zorbach, so you do tshuva, meaning you just told me that you can do tshuva. Amar Lo, no, Kvar Shamati Mechorei Apargo Tshuvavanim Shalvavim Chutz Me'ach. No, I'm the exception to the rule. I actually heard the announcement from Shemayim that everyone can return except for Acher. Tanu Rabbanan, we have the following Baraisa. Maisa Acher Shehaya Rochev al Hasus b'Shabbos. The story goes that Acher was riding on a horse on Shabbos, which is obviously Nisr de Rabbanan. Avahaya Rabbi Meir Ma'alich Acharav, Lil Motar Mipiv. And Rabbi Meir was actually walking with this Mechal al Shabbos because he wanted to hear his words of Torah. Amar Lo, Meir, Chazor L'Acharecha Shekvar Shi'arti Be'ikvi Susi Adkan Tchum Shabbos. He says, Meir, you got to turn around because I was cheshvening the whole time as my horse was walking, and we have reached the Tchum Shabbos. So Amar Le, Afatach Chazor Bach. So again, another opportunity, said Reb Meir to Acher, you also turn around, double entendre, turn around, but he meant turn your life around and come back to the Torah Derech. He said, no, I heard the announcement. I cannot do tshuva. Everyone else can do tshuva except for me. Takfe, Rav Meir grabbed onto him. Aile lebei midrasha. He schlepped him into the base medrash. Amar le linuka. And he said to a child, okay, psok li psukech, right? Tell me what pasuk you're up to in your learning. Amar lo, ein shalom amar Hashem l'risham. There is no peace, said Hashem to the Rishayim. So again, it sounded like he can't do tshuva because he's too big of a rush. So he took him into a different shul. So he says, I got to keep trying. Tell me your pasuk. Right? So, Boris nichtam avoneich lifonai. So he says, if you're not going to be cleansed by the dirt that they would use for, by the ashes that they would use for soap, and you would clean yourself with the grass they used to clean the clothing, then you're not going, you're not, meaning you got to clean yourself from the stain of your sin in front of me. So I live a Knishta. So it sounded again like it's impossible for you to clean out the stain. I live a Knishta Friti. So he kept trying. He took him to a different shul. Amar Lei, so he said to Aliyanuka, to another kid. Now we're on Tezvav Amid Beis. Psokli Psuke, tell me your pasuk. So what he tells him, Va'at Shadud Matasi Kitil Bishi Shani Kisadi Adizahav Kisikri Bapuch Einayich Lashav Tisyafi. Right. So basically, this pasuk is telling that another hint that that there's no way you're going to be able to do tshuva because to make yourself look nice is too difficult under these circumstances. So okay, well, one more try. So Aile Beknishta Achriti took him to another shul. So Ad Aile Lutleser Beknishta, and ended up going to 13 different shuls and asking kids to quote the psukim, and Kulu Paskule Ki Hai Gavna. Everyone quoted a pasuk, which basically made it sound like it's really going to be difficult / impossible for Acher to do tshuva. So we're going to hold here, even though we're in the middle of the story, but we'll continue Bezrashem next time.